Space is a place that has always beckoned us. We look out and see it and can't help but dream about it. This journey represents the next epic leap forward. Four civilians orbiting the Earth on their own.
Paige Albiniak, Editorial Director at Promax, and this is the Daily Brief Podcast. Today, I have with me returning guests Mark Feldstein and Brad Roth. They are founding partners of Known and presidents of the studio. We're going to talk about the multi-part project called Countdown Inspiration 4 Mission to Space. It's partly a documentary series coming up on Netflix, but it's also so much more than that. Mark and Brad and their teams at Known branded the mission, created spots for it, partnered with Time Studios to produce the series, and worked with Netflix to do the marketing. We're going to talk about all of it today, so let's get to the conversation. Hello, guys. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Paige.
Hi, Paige. Thanks, Paige.
Hello. All right, so I'll start with Mark. Just give me the rundown on what Countdown. I would like to say that I initially called it Inspiration 4 Million to Space, so that's great. Anyway, tell me what Inspiration 4 Mission to Space is. Just tell me what it is to set a baseline for this conversation.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think even backing it up just a beat is, you know, the title you just talked about is actually the Netflix docuseries that we are exec producing, but it's really all around to support the actual mission to space, which is Inspiration 4, which is, you know, for those who may or may not know, it's the first all-civilian mission into orbit that's lifting off on September 15th. So what's so cool about that is it's four civilians, regular people, not an astronaut among them, and they're going to be lifting off for a three-day trip orbiting the Earth higher than the International Space Station, traveling at 17,500 miles an hour. That's happening. So this is really, it's about what we want to talk to you about is about the mission itself, how we were involved with all that, but then also how it led to this incredible docuseries that we're doing with Netflix and Time Studios.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, but why are two, I mean, now you guys are more than this, I guess, but why are two entertainment marketing guys involved with an all-civilian mission to space?
Well, I would say this, part of Mark's and my own journey has been now as founding partners of Known, which is our new agency, and heads of the studio here at Known, is that the stories that we're telling, while they had historically been entertainment-centric for our previous agency, Stun, now they're very much brand-centric. So our portfolio of clients now are very heavily now consumer brand as well as entertainment brand, which we still love that space as well. But this is an enormous brand story. We were engaged to actually brand the mission, and it truly is, as Mark said, historic. It's a hinge point in space exploration, and as Mark said, a true human first. So to get back to sort of your question, it needs a canvas essentially big enough to tell this story. So it's not just a 30-second commercial, which we did at the Super Bowl, that actually invited people to essentially enter for a chance to go to space. But then it is all the subsequent pieces of the journey that follow, including the actual launch and ultimate splashdown that's coming. So to really tell that story, we just needed about as big of a canvas as you can get, and one that has enormous reach like Netflix, especially given that it's the first all-civilian mission to space. It really needs to be accessible to everyone, not just the opportunity to go to space, which is, you know, core and integral to this whole mission, but also for people to know the story of this mission and why it's so important and what it represents.
Yeah, one thing I would add is, like, when we were doing this, so it was all the whole thing from the beginning, like Brad said, where we really helped, you know, design, like, brand what this mission was about, you know, who are we going to, you know, how do we select the crew, what do we call it, designing the patch, announcing it to the world with a Super Bowl commercial directed by Bryce Dallas Howard and voiced by Octavia Spencer, you know, doing all of this. And actually, being there along, you know, with the crew as they actually start training and getting ready to embark on this history making mission, it was such an amazingly huge, world changing experience that was like we knew it couldn't end right when the mission happened. So, you know, from the very beginning, we're like, we need to tell this story to everyone. So that's when we partnered with Time Studios, and we said, we want to document this. So while the actual mission is happening, while we're working with everyone and, you know, our clients and the mission itself to brand that and get that out to the world and actually get it going, we started documenting this with Time Studios because, like I said, the crew, just four people, it's like, we always say, like, the way we like to talk about it is that on September 15th, we're all going to space. These people represent us, right? They represent the 7.9 billion people on the planet. They're not astronauts. And so we started documenting this, and it was an incredible human story. And so we then, you know, as we were doing this, we sold the documentary to Netflix. And we did that, as Brian was saying, too, because of this. You know, this is a global story. This is about all of us. Netflix is a great global presence for that. We wanted the story out there for everyone to be a part of it. So they really were a perfect partner. So,
and what's also
involved in the market. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, to dovetail on that, what's so special about this series, too, for and also for Netflix in particular, is that because there is this obviously training component to go to space, that for a docuseries like this, we're able to follow the and we are following the crew in actual real time. We're with them 24/7. Our crews are as they prepare for this incredible journey. And Netflix has enabled us, and this is unique for their platform, really the first ever series, docuseries for them that has followed anything in near real time. Very much like, you know, you can imagine the way, you know, whether it be for something usually deployed around sports type documentaries where, you know, you're in the training with, you know, either preseason or you're training with the fighters and you're in this sort of 24/7 format where you're, you know, literally following the buildup to the actual event as it unfolds. And so Netflix was absolutely not just agreeable. They embraced this idea and let us tell this near real-time story. So you're going to have parts of the series, this five-part series, roll out not just before mission, but in certain cases, I mean, in one of our episodes, you know, literally 48 hours before the rocket goes up, and then just, you know, days after its return. So you're going to feel like, and this goes back to the same central theme, that you're on this mission, that you're with them in that capsule all the way back to Earth. So it's just a tremendous opportunity for us. And it's really, it's about telling this story.
So I'm just going to back you up.
It's also, okay.
I was just going to back you up a little just because you guys are like the rocket that we're talking about. Like, you're in space. So I'm going to bring you back to Earth a little. And just, so you were initially brought on by whom to brand the mission?
We were brought on by Shift 4 Payments is a client of ours. So we are there, you know, working with as their AOR and working on branding initiatives with them. And while we were in a meeting with them, the CEO, Jared Isaacman, who happens to also be the mission commander, basically excused everyone out of the room and just, you know, asked some of our team to stay back. And he's like, have you ever heard of SpaceX? Right. And this is just like unrelated to the meeting. And so, you know, we're like, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, you know, they're going to be sending up a civilian mission and we have the four seats. And it was just sort of like, what? You know, like it was like one of those things literally out of left field. So like almost immediately, we started this sprint because we wanted to announce this on the biggest platform in the world, being the Super Bowl. We basically had a couple months to figure out what this whole thing was, working very closely with Jared and his team, and then get the mechanics
seat selection
opportunity. Yep. Yes. To like a contest, almost, you know, to give people seats to win, you could win seats there. And then to announce it to the world, and we basically had 2 months. So it was this incredible, crazy, exciting sprint to do all that from zero all the way through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then keep in mind, when you tell people that you have a chance to, anybody can go to space, you know, part of it is just getting people to actually believe this is real, right?
Yes, yes, I agree.
Actually, you know, about at this time and back in November of last year, you know, just the notion of it seemed, you know, something that you disbelieved. And so to get people just to sort of even buy in that this is a real opportunity, that was already just something we had to, you know, tackle. And then, of course, you know, to put out the clarion call to the, you know, to the world and say, no, you know, enter here and you could go. You know, that was and do it in a way that, you know, that was intriguing and excited people. Like, that all had to be wrapped into those 30 seconds in that Super Bowl ad.
This fall, Inspiration 4 launches as the first all-civilian mission to space. And you could be on board.
Can I say one thing about this, Paige, is that the other thing that's really, really important to everyone in this mission, especially to Jared, but to everyone involved, from the very beginning, you know, Jared knew that, you know, if we can go into space, if we can do this, right, we also definitely have to be able to make a huge impact here on Earth at the same time, because it's not just about what we can do out there, it's what you can do here. So from the very beginning, it was about doing the most good that we could with this opportunity, using this mission and the announcement as this platform to do good. So, you know, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been like a huge part of this entire mission. So it's all about raising $200 million for St. Jude. That's what this is. That's what's fueled this whole thing too. You know, it's a, like, part of a way that you could win the seats. We have, there's four seats. One of the seats was through generosity. That's the pillar. So we had four pillars for these things, and we can talk about that in a second. But, you know, raising money. So it's been a $200 million raise goal. That's what we've pledged for this mission. So everything's been about that.
And if you donated as little as a dollar, I believe, you were eligible to go to space. But it was all as part of the mechanics, the golden ticket, if you will. One of the ways to finding yourself in the capsule was by donating to St. Jude, as Mark said, just, you know, driven by the desire to do the most good around this mission. And then, you know, each seat, as Mark said, stood for a different value or a different pillar. There was generosity, there's hope, there's leadership, and I think the other one was prosperity, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, we'll come back to that. But so then, so you come on board, you work with them to help brand the mission, and then you decide, okay, we're going to make a spot, and then it evolves into becoming a Super Bowl ad. And then
right.
Bryce Dallas Howard comes on to direct. So can you discuss?
Yeah, which was very important to us to choose Bryce. I mean, you know, beyond her talent, I mean, which is immense, but also her just pedigree and her experience. I mean, she directs The Mandalorian, which is happens to also take place in space and part of a pretty, you know, a very modest space franchise called Star Wars. So she had that, you know, already that mindset and experience and storytelling in that, you know, milieu of space. But beyond that, and something that we just didn't fully realize, we had some inkling of it, certainly given that her dad, Ron Howard, directed Apollo 13. But what she subsequently told us as we started to, you know, work on the ad together, is that her grandfather, I believe, worked for NASA and was actually in mission control in some of the Apollo missions. Her mom went through actual space training to become an astronaut. I mean, that was truly one of her dreams, her mom's dream. So she comes from a family of, you know, of space. And in fact, I think her dad, Ron, put her grandfather in Apollo 13 in one of the scenes of mission control. you know, and was forever, I guess, in his good graces as a result. She tells that story, and it's so fun. And yet, we asked Bryce point blank if she would ever go to space. And as much as of a fan and enthusiast she is, her answer was pretty much a no, because I think she knows, you know, this is a big journey. This is a big deal.
Right. Right. And then, so the Super Bowl ad was about finding, you know, filling the four seats, letting people submit their names, et cetera. And then at what point did you guys, did you, the whole team, say, also, we want to make this a fundraiser for St. Jude, so that donation piece came into play?
That was from the very beginning. That was literally from almost day one when we talked about the idea with Jared and he explained sort of what his vision was for this. It was, and we want to raise money. I want to raise $200 million for St. Jude. It was literally like from day one. That was such an integral part of this entire mission. And it fueled everything. And it also made it so important to everybody. So again, it's people came on board knowing that they are not only are they making history, but they're making such a difference for these kids here on Earth. So that was from go.
So what we've learned here is Jared is not a small thinker. I don't know Jared, but I'm going to determine that from this conversation. All right. No. So you did the Super Bowl ad. At what point did you guys say, oh, hey, this could be a series? Or was that always from the beginning too? Because it sounds like some of the things you did evolved as you went along.
That was pretty much, you know, as we started, that was pretty much from the beginning as well. Like, because when you, even when you just hear about this, right, like we're going to send four normal people up into space for 3 days, right, to orbit the Earth. This is the first time this has happened. And this is basically kicking the door open for space exploration, where it's going to go, right? People are going to be going to the moon. They're going to be going to Mars. It's going to be just like travel, right? Space travel. We knew what this represented. We knew we had to document it. So from the beginning, we didn't know exactly what we were going to do with it, but we're like, we have to start documenting this. We have to tell this as a bigger story.
Okay.
So
you set up crews so now tell me, I know you're working with Time Studios and then, and you said the director of The Last Dance, which is the awesome Michael Jordan documentary. Sure. So what did that production team look like and when did they start working? And also when, you know, you had to select the people. So when did you start documenting what was going on?
We started documenting, right, Mark? Right, pretty much right.
Yeah.
As soon as the seats were selected. I mean, as soon as the seat selection was done, and keep in mind, one of the other seats that were chosen was also through the Super Bowl ad, but instead of, you know, through donation, it was about you submitting a 2-minute video, uploading it, and basically giving your case, your reason why you think you should go to space, and then having it judged and then, you know, chosen. And so it was also just a really cool component of this, that it wasn't just purely by chance, but that it allowed, as you said about Jared, who's a dreamer, it allowed other folks who also had that dream to articulate why they have that dream and why it was so important to them to go. So we, as soon as those seats were filled, we knew we had to have the cameras rolling. As Mark said, we knew where this story was going. It was going to Cape Canaveral, which it's going to be going in about 3 weeks. So, and we knew how historic it was. So Time Page just felt like the absolute natural partner because they are the authority on space and have been probably for the last 50 years. And you have chronicled all of our voyages to space, and certainly all the memorable Time covers and, you know, everything inside the magazine about what space entails and our journey and evolution through all the decades. And so this being an absolute sort of pivot point where we're all going up by proxy, Time is like, we have to convince them. We sort of had them at hello. that's where the conversation, you know, it's where we started. And then they're like, yeah, we're in.
So you guys knew, though, you wanted to seek out a production partner. And so when you had conversations, that's who you landed on.
Yeah, well, because this was such an important big story. You know, Time, they really are the experts when it comes to these stories involving space and anything connected to NASA and everything like that. So they really were the perfect partners for this. We knew right from the start, and we have a relationship with them. So So that started up. And then as we were doing that, it really came on to, you know, finding, like, you know, having conversations about where this would live. Right. And for the reasons we talked about before, Netflix was really it just made sense for so many reasons, you know, just not only just the amazing storytellers, but also that global reach that they have, which is so
Mark,
important.
I would add to that, you know, you mentioned The Last Dance Page and who worked on that. So Connor Schell, who is, you know, the exec at ESPN at that time and who had, you know, the the vision for the series, along with Jason Heher, who was the director and is directing this, you know, is directing this series. For us, like, you want to also make sure you go to the best storytellers to tell what we believe is one of the best stories that's coming down, you know, that's come around in a long time. So you want to do it right. You have an obligation. We have an obligation, not only to Jared, and the crew for that matter, but we have an obligation just to history. That's how significant this mission is. So we want to get it right. And so if you want to, you know, get it right, you got to go to the people who know how to convey the enormity and the emotion and the stakes involved in what's happening on September 15th.
Yeah. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. I was just, ask your question. Cause we can always come back. I wanted to just talk about the actual four people. Cause I think it gives you a real sense of like why this is just normal people. You know what I mean?
Well, let's preface that by saying, as you called them normal people, I'm like, well, they're going to space, so they're not that normal. But why don't you go ahead and do that now?
Sure. So, and what's really interesting, I will say, when it comes to we're talking about documenting this, what was incredible is because we started from the very beginning, as we started and like finding these people, right? We documented the search. We documented us reaching out and letting them know that they've been selected. And it's like this incredibly emotional, like, because you're putting yourself in their seat, right? Like, what if you got that Zoom call and be like, yeah, you've been selected, you're going to space. Like, how do you process that? But the four people, we'll just go into this. So we mentioned some of them, but so the first seat is Hope, okay? And Haley Arsenault is a 30-year-old physician's assistant at St. Jude. But this is the thing. She survived childhood cancer. She had bone cancer when she was 10 years old. She was treated and saved at St. Jude, and she's always had such a strong connection there, and she promised that when she got older she wanted to work there. So she's a physician's assistant there. She actually has she had part of her bone removed as part of the treatment from the cancer, so she has a prosthetic bone. So she is a 30-year-old cancer survivor with a prosthetic bone going up into space. We have Dr. Cyan Proctor, who represents the prosperity seed. She was the one that was selected as part of that the e-commerce site that Brad mentioned, where she, you know, started this site. She uploaded a video explaining her love, but she's a professor. She wanted to be a NASA astronaut like her whole life. She's applied twice. She always had this dream of going to space. She never got that opportunity. So she is a scientist and professor, and she's just so inspiring. And then we have Chris Zembrowski, who represents the generosity seat. And he is connected to that, again, that St. Jude donation. And then you have our mission commander, who represents leadership. That's Jared. So that he's the CEO. He's the incredible dreamer and the one behind this entire idea.
Okay. All right. So one thing I had a question about with Netflix is, you know, this will be the first time that they've done something that's sort of so like you're producing it so close to air, and Netflix generally hasn't been their thing. So correct. What did that mean to do that with Netflix? What did that create any production challenges for you? You may not know yet because it hasn't actually aired, but what is it, you know, what does that look like as you get closer to production? And then can you also walk me through the timeline, like, when is the launch actually, and, you know, when does the show premiere, when is the launch, and then just sort of go through that whole thing.
You want to go for
sure. Well, we can talk about some of the key dates. We can start there. So it's really exciting. So basically the first two episodes are going to premiere on September 6th. So very soon. Those are the first two episodes for the Netflix series. And then on September 13th, which is just 48 hours before the launch itself, episodes 3 and 4 are going to premiere. And then the launch happens on the 15th. Everyone goes up into space for 3 days, comes back. And then at the end of September, we're going to have the finale episode will premiere. So it's pretty, and what's amazing, as Brad mentioned before, what's amazing about that is you're along for this entire mission. So like as the crew is just preparing and getting ready, and then leading up to just days before the launch, you see what they're going through, what their families are going through, and trying to process this whole thing. And then when they land and they're back and we have that finale episode, you're going to get access. You're going to see like what they went through in there. You're going to see footage from inside the capsule. You're going to see what it was like to land and be back with their family. So we're pulling everyone along for the whole, for the whole journey.
Okay.
The challenges about doing this type of, approach for this program. And I'm making everybody a little nervous is that, like, for example, when episodes 3 and 4 actually go up on Netflix, like a good chunk of the material in those episodes are only going to have been placed into the episodes just days before we deliver it, if even that. So that is not typical for executives who are making, series and putting them in front of millions and millions of people. You want to sit with it. You want to craft it. You probably want to review it again, put it to the side, come back to it like that. There's no luxury for that. It is literally going to be taking the what we're chronicling, what we're capturing, and putting it in craft and believing it into our story, and within immediate quick turn, putting it then in front of everyone, in front of a global audience. So that is a rather intense and a little bit of a nerve-wracking process. And again, if we didn't all believe in our heart of hearts that that there's anything almost that we capture is going to be compelling given what this mission is and the build up to it and the training and everything else involved in terms of, just even the emotional stakes and commitment to what to get this off the ground, metaphorically and literally, there might be more, more anxiety. But the fact is, what we're able to, capture and now put into these episodes, even if it is almost immediate, we know it's going to be a story everyone wants to watch.
And we should say we've seen, the episodes that we've seen, for the customer, it's everything that we hope for. It's incredible. It really is. So we're psyched for everyone to be able to see this. I mean, the story is pretty, the characters in it, we'll call them characters, they're real people, but like the story, the stakes, like everything, like this is just like,
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world and less than 600 have ever gone to space. And yet it's somehow, yet it feels in a way it has beckoned all of us throughout time because we see it. We see it every, we look upward, we should say, and you see it. And yet it has been an incredibly elite fraternity in terms of who's actually gone into outer space, especially. And given that this is 3 days, this isn't 11 minutes, this is 3 days in outer space, traveling at 17,500 miles an hour, as Mark said, I think they're orbiting the Earth every 90 minutes. And you're sitting on top of, I think they are sitting on top of, and I think I'm accurate here, almost 18, 19 stories of rocket fuel as they go up. And who knows how many G's? I think it's 5 or 6. I don't want to say that I'm accurate with that, but it's it's physically punishing.
A lot of G's is what it is.
Enormous deal just to get to space.
Right.
But you know what? The one question we get more than any other question is, how do they go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. And.
The same way you do down here.
You got to watch the series. You got to watch the series to find out.
No, there's definitely, there'll be some, some tricks of the trade maybe revealed. Who knows?
This is sort of a random side question, but I know that SpaceX, when they launch things, they always do actually a very well produced kind of YouTube live stream. And this is going up on a SpaceX Dragon, I believe. So so will that launch be broadcast by SpaceX?
Yeah, there'll be a live stream for that as well.
Okay. Of that you can capture, not you, but your producers would capture and put that potentially.
Well, we're actually working with our partner Time on a
okay.
Right, Mark, on a live stream component as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So there'll be the SpaceX live stream, and then there'll be one on YouTube for with the Netflix as well.
Okay.
It'll have more content and everything.
And that would air on the Netflix YouTube channel, or that would air on the Time Studios YouTube channel?
That's all sort of like, it'll be Netflix's YouTube channel.
Okay. Netflix.
Okay. That's cool. Known is known for, my pun intended, that for being an entertainment marketing agency, although this is definitely wandering far afield from that, but you are doing the marketing for this. So talk a little bit about what all you guys are doing, which obviously, you know, started with Bryce Dallas Howard. So we've seen that, we've talked about that. And then I've seen some other things, a teaser, key art, stuff like that. But what all do you guys have on top to market this besides obviously this podcast?
Well, this is the most important. This is the most important part.
Yes, obviously.
But you know, it's really it's cool. What you just said is real. Like, this is one of those projects that doesn't come along like ever, really, because it's so multifaceted. I mean, not only involved in helping, really working with the Inspiration for crew itself and figuring out, you know, working on branding the mission itself and doing the marketing campaign for the actual mission to get people to come along and actually join the mission and have a seat on that rocket. And then it's documenting it and working with Time and Netflix and everything to create this series, but then having the opportunity on the other end of this entire journey to work with the Netflix marketing team and help market the series that's capturing the mission that we were branding from the beginning. So it's one of those where you're like, it just keeps morphing into these incredible opportunities. And it's always nice when you get to market something that you actually worked on, you know, as mm-hmm. lifelong marketers, that doesn't always happen. So
that way does it not always happen. I think it's a pretty unique proposition for an agency, right? Where you're not only creating the content, but you're also marketing it at the same time, which is a unicorn, I feel in large part. And then on top of it, in terms of some of the, you know, just great fun we're having with the Netflix marketing team, we developed the key art with them together. We're working on some AR augmented reality pieces, known as for the marketing around the series. We have some great animated content pieces, factoids, and kind of about just this mission and how this mission, in a sense, stacks up against, you know, other historical missions. So just to give it context, really all these different pieces that all essentially ladder up to the idea that, you know, on September 15th we're all going to space, and that idea of it, you know, the door being kicked open for all of us. That's not only the message about for the mission, but the series itself, because that's, you know, that's what the series is about.
Right.
I mean, this project has given us a chance to work with the collaboration that we've had and the partners that we've had a chance to work with on this has been so, just from the beginning. I mean, between Jared and the Shift 4 team, but like with SpaceX and with Netflix and with Time, with Bryce Dallas Howard and all these people that have come in to help us tell the story in all different ways, it's been a dream come true. I mean, it's like we're working with such an incredibly high level of talent and passion and just creativity and expertise. It's been
and having
awesome.
SpaceX's cooperation has been so wonderful and key too. I mean, you know, again, remember this, the Super Bowl ad was the spacesuit itself, the SpaceX spacesuit, and it was deliberately, you know, left in a sense empty for people to imagine themselves again in this first all civilian mission to space in that suit, that could be you. Again, that was the invitation to enter to go to space, and that suit still features very prominently, not just from the Super Bowl ad where we started to use it, but also very much in the key art. It's that same sort of image of the helmet, where now, of course, the reflection, it reflects back the actual crew themselves, but also still reminds folks to, you know, just, you know, you can see yourself in that helmet. And so SpaceX has been, you know, of course, Netflix has been an incredible partner, but SpaceX as well, and Jared Isaacman is the moniker Commander. Just is so fitting. Dreamer, Commander, I mean, he's just been such a great leader, not just for his crew that's, you know, imminently going up to space, but even around the storytelling of this, giving us access and support. He's just truly an incredible individual.
Do you feel like it's harder or easier to market something that you're this close to?
Ooh, good question.
I think in this case, it's been easier because there's so many parts to it, you know what I mean? Like, and it's happening so quickly that it's like we're sort of like connecting the dots with all the players, right? So I think coming at it, we can bring that context to it, but we also having working with like Netflix is doing, you know, the trailers and all that stuff, you know, they have, you know, and, but working with them, I think it's been a great partnership because we're able to fill in the gaps for them. We know all the, like, we know where all the, if they need footage for something, we know where to find it. If they need this, like it's, and yeah. Then we have all that knowledge about like what we want to bring to it because we've been thinking about this for
really
so long.
That is a really good point, Mark. I think with the exception of Jared, you know, from that moment where he told us, hey guys, as you said at the outset, you know, are you familiar with SpaceX? Do you want to help me? Do you guys, does no one want to brand this mission for me? There's no one else really been along this journey other than, of course, his inner circle and his, you know, Shift 4 team. But from a partner standpoint, I should say, who's been that early on in the journey and knows the whole scope of the story. So going back to your point also about why, you know, us as exec producers and why no one is, you know, why we're, you know, actually doing a series with Netflix, you know, part of our value, you know, beyond, of course, we believe to have great, you know, storytelling expertise. But beyond that, we know the totality of the mission. We understand all the moving parts, the literal mechanics of seat selection to just how, you know, partners were brought in and then how it's continued to layer and build upon itself. So we're able to provide that perspective where others may have come in a little bit later in the game. And are still amazing partners in telling the story, but we have the big picture, which has been, I think, very beneficial to everyone involved.
And it's a very big picture too. All right, last question.
I don't think this is the biggest story we've ever told. I mean, there's a lot of firsts around this mission. You know, we keep, you know, going back to the first, you know, civilian mission to space, but there's so much more than that. I mean, who knows? Mark and I were joking. Maybe we're the first space, known as the first space agency. I don't know. You know, what does advertising look like now if space opens up, right? I mean, that's even another question. You know, there's going to be a lot of firsts around that. There's, you know, certainly, you know, just first amongst the crew who's, the list goes on and on. But, you know, it's just truly history making. And we don't think it's hyperbole to say such.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think of I can't remember the name of it now, but the Brad Pitt movie where he went into space and anyway, they go to the moon and there's all these advertisements. It's like a mall and maybe you guys could run the advertisements there. Okay. This is my last question, which isn't a very serious one, but given the opportunity, would you go to space? I start with Brad.
Wow. It's such a tough call because I really love the idea of leaving, you know, we all, I think, want to leave our mark while we're here on Earth. And, you know, and many of us can do that in many different ways. This would certainly be an incredible way of doing it. So I would say I want to go, but I think I would do it. I'm gonna say this, I've been grappling with this because I feel the enormity of it all. I would have to say yes, and you know, it just that's my answer.
Full disclosure: Brad and I discussed this pre-pod, and he said no. So in the course of this podcast, he changed his mind.
You know what it is, Paige? I'll be very honest. Every time I start to tell the story again, I get so moved and enthusiastic, as you probably can tell from this podcast, that I think part of it is maybe when you ask the question, which is now. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Timing's everything to get Brad in space. Mark, would you go? I'm going to bet Mark says yes.
You bet your ass I would go.
Yeah.
Just also part of it is like, you know, we've spent so much time just sort of like following it and what it takes and the science behind it and these experts and stuff. So I feel, again, there's risks. I mean, everyone knows there's risks, but I feel more confident just having followed along this whole thing. And it's just like, it's just too big to not do it. It's just too big.
Yeah.
And I like those suits.
All right. Well,
just
maybe
one last thing to that, Paige.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
Just one last quick little thought here. I think what's also so amazing about this mission, if you really want to, you know, get to the quintessence, is that for the first time in history, when you ask that question, would you go to space? You have to really give it serious thought because now you can, right? Now you can go to space. So, like, it's not just a hypothetical. It's not just a question, you know, you just throw out there expecting some sort of pat answer or not deep reply, you know, with a thoughtful reply. Because now it is an actual reality, and you have to give it a serious response.
All right. So everybody tune in to the first two episodes on September 6th. The launch is September 15th. The finale is sometime toward the end of the month. And also stay tuned for Inspiration 4 Mission to Space 2, in which Brad Roth and Mark Feldstein go to space. You guys both, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay,
thank you, Kate. Great talking.
Yep, thanks. Great talking. All right. We'll look forward to checking this out. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks, babe.
See you on 15th. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. That's it for this episode of the Daily Brief Podcast. Thank you to David Tylov for editing this episode. Please subscribe to the Daily Brief Podcast on Apple Podcasts, where you can also rate and review us, or you can subscribe on Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow Promax on @Promax_global on Twitter and Instagram, and @Promax Global on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can also go old school and email us at dailybrief@promax.org. And as always, thanks for listening.